We're up to Yud Gimel Amud Beis, about a third of the way down. Meiste. Zu it edu sheha isha ksherala. Rab Shua Omer Einan Emenis. This is edus that even what's it called an isha's neman, that whether a woman was mezana or not. Right? Rashi. The edus isha begufa. What do you got yet? Zu edus ha isha atzmach shera lomer lekosher nivalti. Right, the woman is believed to say that she was nival to an adam kosher, and here she shouldn't be believed. Right. For the Shomer in Emenis, Omer Lahem Bir Bishua, Yatem Modim Bishvuya, Shinishbase, the Yeshla Edim Shinishbase, the He Omeris Tahorani, Shain and Emenis. No, aren't you Mold? The Gemara's going to explain what the back and forth was over here, because it doesn't follow without adding some, missing things. Right now we'll learn what it says. So Rabbi Yeshua said to them, aren't you Mold by a woman who was captured by Goyim? And their Edim, she was captured. So it's not a Pesha Osra, Pesha Hitter situation. Well, we don't know she was captured altogether except through her. If she says, Nishbeisi Tahorani, she says, I was captured, but I'm still Tahor, we believe her. Because if you don't believe me that I'm Tahor, don't believe me I was captured. The only way you know I was captured is from me. But here, there's Edim, right? There's Edim she was captured. We don't need her to let us know she was captured. There's Aiden. So then she's not believed to say Tahorani. The He Omeris Tahorani, Shein and Emenis, Amrulo, Aval, true, Aval, right? Uma Hefri Sheish Ben Zulazu. What's the difference between this case, your case of Shvuya, and the case over here where she says that I was nival to a kosher, where she wasn't captured? Lazu Yesh Aiden, Lazu Ein La Aiden. Over here there's no Aiden. There's no Edom. There's no Edom. She was nival. We're talking about the case where she's pregnant. There's no Edom greater than that she had relations. So we don't need her to tell us that she had relations. It's obvious since she's pregnant. Amrulo Rov Ovdik Achavim Prutzim Barayasim. Right? No, over there Rov Ovdik Achavim are Prutzim Barayas. That's why she's not believed. Omer Lohan, ain't not be Trumpus Larayas. Over here, the same thing, ain't not be Trumpus. Okay, then it ends off. Ba'medvar Mamurim, Be'edus Isha Begufo. All of this is only Legabe herself. If she's kosher to a Kohen or not. Aval Edus Isha, Be'bita Divri Hakol Havlad Shtuki. Okay, but by the Edus of the daughter, whether the daughter is kosher or not, there everybody agrees that the Vlad is a shtuki, and the Gemara is now going to discuss this price. Maiko Amr Lahu, Maiko Mahadrali. Okay, so instead of explaining it, the Gemara is going to explain it. What did Rabbi Yeshua say to the Chacham? What did they answer him? What's going on over here? Because it doesn't seem to follow the back and the forth here. Hochi Kamrali. Right, this is what they said to him. Heshivusonu Alhamuberis. You answered good by the Muberis. We have no answer for that. Right. You said that the case of Muberis is like a Shvuya, right? That where we see she's pregnant is just like there's Edim that she had relations. So we don't need her to say she had relations, and therefore it's not a Pesha Osir, Pesha Hitter. Believe me that I was nival to a kosher, because you don't know that I had relations altogether except for me. So if you believe me that I had relations, believe that it was kosher. If you don't believe me that it was kosher, don't believe me that you had relations. But by the case of when she's pregnant, we don't need her to know that she had relations. She obviously had relations. She's pregnant. So that's the same exact case of a Shvuya. A Shvuya, if we don't know she was captured and she comes and volunteers the information and she says, Nishbeisiu Tahorani, we believe her. Because if you don't believe her that she's Tahor, don't believe her that she was captured. But where there's Edim that she was captured, we don't believe her. So that's the same thing as the case where she's pregnant. So the Rabbi Yeshua won that part of the argument, and they said, Aval, yeah, true, okay, you're right. But what about the case where she's not pregnant, where she claims, what's it called, we just saw her speaking with somebody, and not necessarily had relations. That's what we're getting to, okay? Because that was the machlokas we had yesterday, whether medaberes means we saw she had relations or we only saw yichud. Okay. So they said to him, "Has she v'shanu al hamuberes? Mati she venu al medaberes?" You answered us of why the muberes is not believed, but why isn't the medaberes? There is no edim that she had bia. There's only edim lechora that she was alone with the guy. So what do you see from the back and forth over here? We're Gemara's getting to that. That medaberes doesn't mean that we saw that she had relations. But otherwise, it doesn't make sense what they answered. Medaberes must mean that all we saw is that they were alone. We don't know if they had relations or not. Okay. Otherwise, what the Chachamim answered to Bishua doesn't make sense. So lechora it's a raya to what's it called to Ravasi, who says that medaberes, right? Ziri, right? Zerai, it's a Ziri and Akasha on Ravasi, who says that it means nivelus. We didn't get here yet, but that's what the Gemara is getting to. Okay, so the Maisa, what's it called? Omar Lohem medaberes hainu shvuya. No, medaberes is the exact same case of shvuya. Amrulal, no, shani shvuya, the rove of the kochabim prutzim baraya saying, by a shvuya, there's a rove that says that if she was captured, that probably they live with her. Because rove of the kochabim is always captured by goyim, and rove goyim are prutzim baraya, especially pirates who capture people, and therefore probably she was lived with. But over here, Amr lohem, honami, kivin distarter, ain't apitropis larayas. Over here also, a woman who was alone with a, what's it called, with a man, Mestama, she had relations, because ain't apitropis larayas. There's no guards when it comes to arayas, and somebody who put themselves already in that situation, where there be isr yichud, Mestama they had relations to. Okay, that was the back and the forth now. So now the Gemara says, k'toni mihas, now we're taking out of this braisa for our purposes, tarte, medaberes, and muberes. Right, it says two cases: the case of medaberes and the case of meuberes. Right, tiyufta the Ravasi, tiyufta tzikash and Ravasi, because Ravasi said that the case of medaberes is exactly the same thing as meuberes, because we saw them have relations. What difference does it make if we can know for sure she had relations because she's pregnant, or we know for sure she had relations because we saw it? Elamai, and then there's no. You answered us about the meuberes. What about the medaberes? Right, meaning that there we don't know for sure she had relations. Not the same thing as a shvuya. So you see that there was a difference. That medaberes only means that we saw them alone, not that we saw them have relations. Right? And as the Gemara says, tiyufti Ravasi, tiyufti, this is conclusive proof against Ravasi that the case of medaberes does not mean that we know that she had relations, but that all we saw them is have yichud. See Rashi to here. Omrlo aval nemenes linose lekohen, right? Ena nemenes linose lekohen. If there's Aden that she was captured, and she says that she's tahar, that they never touched her, that they didn't live with her, she is not kosher. She's not believed, and she's not kosher to marry a kohen because we assume they did live with her. We don't believe her. Right, so he says the same thing over here. We see she's pregnant. We don't need to know from her that she had relations. So we don't believe her. That it was to somebody kosher. Amrulo aval, hein. Kemo aval, sora ishtecha. The targamina bekushtor. Aval ashemim anachnu. Or aval anachnu chatanu. The word aval means verily, in truth. Yeah, you're right. Right. Uma hefrish ben zulazu, Rabbi Yeshua kamerla. Now Rabbi Yeshua said, what's the difference between the two cases? Lezu yesh edim shenivala. By what's it called? By the case of Muberes, there's edim that she was nival. The kivin, or the case of Shvuya, the kivin in the space, the bain of the kochavim, the heim prutzim barayis, kulanu edim shenivala. Right? By a case of a Shvuya, it's clear that she was nival. Right? If we know she was nishbeis, it's almost tantamount to knowing that she was nivel. Vazu ein edim shenivela shelo ra'u ela medaberes. But in the case of medaberes, what's it called? We don't know for sure that she had relations. All we know is that for sure she was alone with the guy. Umigo di boya amra lo nivalti. She could have said, we didn't have relations. Right? So she has a migo. Ki amra nomi lakosher nivalti mehemna. And then if she says, I did have relations, but it was to somebody kosher, we believe her. Because if she wanted to lie, she could have said, lo nivalti. Aflazu, kolomar, afkan, yesh achash, yesh lo edim, the atem cholkim olai biyosem uberis. Right? But over here also, there's one case where there is edim, and still you argue on me and say that even the case of Muberish is believed. And I'm telling you the case of Muberish is exactly like the case of Shmuya, where there's Edim, and she's not believed. Amrulay, the Kame Meforish Maiko Mahadrale, Almaidika Amrlahu. The Gemara is going to discuss very quickly what the back and forth was. Okay. Einapitropis, Lakame Meforish. Babed Varmamrum de Nemeslum Gamil. When do we say that she's believed according to Rabbi Gamliel? Be'edus Isha Begufa. This is the end of the Braisa. Kolomar, Lahashiris Atzma, Lekahuna. When Ramil says she's believed that she was Nival to a kosher, is only Legabi herself. That she's kosher to marry a Kohen. But it's not Legabi the child. Delomechaskinan lobe Nival Lekosher. Right? But Legabi the child, not because the child doesn't have a Chesus Kashrus. She has a Chesus Kashrus. But the child never had a Chazaka. Child maybe was conceived the Isser, so they never had a Chazkus Kashrus. That's what the Gemara is going to say later. So Maiko Omer Lahu Kolomer Maiko Omer Lahu Ihu. What did Rabbi Yeshua say to the Chachamim to come a Hadre Lay Inhu Rovo Vikachom Prutzim Barayis? Well, how did that come in? That Rovo Vikachom Prutzim Barayis. How does that serve the purpose of the Rabbana? Klum Tshuva Hizu Amasha Omer Lohem Aflazu Yesh La Edim. That doesn't follow what he said before that. That here also there's Edim. Right? So what did they say? Oh yeah, but Rov of the Kochovim are Prutzim Barais. What does that have to do with the fact that she's pregnant and it's as if there's Edim that she was Nishpes? Ein lecha parutz godl mizeh, the kochazina de misari mena. Right? We can apply the same thing to her. There's no greater preachers if you're saying, but well, most of the Kochovim are Prutzim and therefore they probably live with her. A woman who's pregnant and is not married, she's obviously also parutz Barais. She also, obviously somebody lived with her, otherwise she wouldn't be pregnant. So what's the counter argument that Rov Odikachom Prutzim Barayis? How does that answer that here it's different because she's not Parutz Barayis, she's pregnant and she's not married, so she's very Prutzim Barayis. Heshivusanu Alu Muberis Tshuva Gemura V'Nitzachas. So it's another. Rabbanan agreed. You answered us about the Muberis. That's mamish like there's Edis that she was Nival. And where there's Edis, it's mamish like the case of Shvuya, and by Shvuya where there's Edis, we don't believe her, and she's awesome. So you have the case of Muberis, we have no answer to you. Medaberis hainu Shvuya, but ma medaberis ein lo edim af Shvuya ein lo edim bebeila v'yata machzikin also kenivala. So Rabbi Yeshua answered and said, no, medaberis is the same case as Shvuya. By Shvuya, we don't know for sure that she was Nival. Now, we didn't see her, the Goyim have Bia with her. All we know is that they captured her. Right? And still we don't believe her by a Shvuya. If there's witnesses, she was captured. Not witnesses that she had relations. But once we know she was captured, we assume she had relations. And she's not believed. It's the same thing over here. Once we saw her Midaberes, right, going alone with this guy, right, so she's not believed anymore. It's the case of Shvuya. Over there, all we know is that she was secluded with a bunch of goyim. Here we know she was secluded with this guy. We don't know for sure. In either case, they had relations. There we don't believe her. Here we shouldn't believe her either. That's what Rabbi Yeshua answered. So they answered him, no, Prutzim Barayis, Vavadai Nivala. No, the case of Shvuya is different. Because there she was secluded with a bunch of goyim. And we can assume that the goyim are Prutzim Barayis and they live with her. So there, if we know that she was secluded with them, we know that they live with her. They captured her. But over here, what's it called? Who said that he lived with her? So there's no aid to the fact that they had relations. So she could have said, lo nivalti. So believe me that I was nival to a kosher, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said lo nivalti altogether. You don't know for sure I had relations. And on that, Rabbi Yeshua answered, ein apitropis larayis. Ein atem yicholim lios lo apitropis lo nival. Once a woman is a prutza, to be alone with a man who's not married to, so it's the same thing as rove goyim or prutzim, rove people who are alone with people they shouldn't be alone with also are prutzim. It's the same thing. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on. Okay. So we've used this braisa to prove conclusively that Ravasi's pshat in the Mishnah is not the right pshat. The right pshat in the Mishnah is midaberis means what's it called, yichud, and not bia, because otherwise this braisa doesn't make any sense. Okay. Now the Gemara says the tapik lay the hosam rope su the metzla, the hocha rope shere metzla. Right. L'chora, there's another difference between a shvuya. By a shvuya, since she's captured by Goyim, most of the people that are accessible to her are apostle to her. That if they live with her, they apostle to a Kohen. But over here, most people in the world are kosher to her. Or most people in the city, at least, are kosher to her. V'ocha rov k'sheira metzla. Where it says, Messayele Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So this is a proof to what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, L'divrei ha-machshir, machshir afilu barov psulim. The Divrei HaPosel, Posel HaFilu Barov Kshayrim. That the Rabbi Shulman Levi said that Rabbi Gamliel, who's Machshir her, is Machshir even if Rov Psulim. So you can't say that there's a difference between this case and the case of Shvuya, because by Shvuya is Rov Psulim, because this case also could even be Rov Psulim, and still she's Kosher. And the one who says that she's Posel, even where it's Rov Kshayrim. You don't go after the Rov. Okay, Rashi. The Tepuk Lay, L'Rabbi Yeshua Porich Noi Nami Dein Apitropis Larayas Tepik Leil L'Domi L'Shvuya D'Hasim Rob Sulim. What was Rabbi Yeshua saying? That this case, in the case of Shvuya, where we know for sure she's not believed, is similar, right? Because the case of Shvuya, we don't know that she had relations, but because Rov Goyim are Prutzim Barayas, we assume she did, and therefore we don't believe her, right? And we don't believe her with a Migo that she could have said Lo Nivalti, because she doesn't have such a Migo. Because we know for sure she wasn't evil. Same thing over here, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein apitropis larayis. If she was alone with this guy, then mistama, what's it called also? We can assume that she had relations. So the Mara says, there's another difference between the case of Shvuya and this case that Rabbi Yeshua should have addressed. Right? That over here, most people are kosher to her. Masha Einkein over there by the Shvuya, most people that she's around are apostles. They're all going. Mara says, no, Masha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that that's not a factor. Masha Afilu Barob Psulim, the Amrinan Okmea Chazoka. Even where there's Rob Psulim, but her Cheskus Kashrus wins out. So we give her the Cheskus Kashrus, and it wins even Keneged Rob Psulim. The Arob Sulim Shoyu Machshirin also Hevi Hu Lohem Rai Min Ashvuya. And since, even where it's Rob Sulim, they're Machshir, he had a good question from Shvuya. There it's also Rob Sulim, and she's not believed. Over here, it could even be Rob Sulim, why is she believed? And it's not that the Chazok is stronger than the Rov. Right? If a Chazok and a Rov, Ruba the Chazok, Ruba Odif. But here the Chazok tells you that they're not from the Rov. Right, her Cheskus Kashrus tells me that the people who live with her didn't come from the Rov. Isla Chazoka the Kashrus, the Ishlomer Isha Zuba Cheskus Kashrus, Omedes, Umisothek Atobolipostla, Altafsilena Misothek. Since she has a Cheskus Kashrus, we put her on her Chazoka that she's not possible. Right, she had a Chazoka that she was kosher. We want to know if she became possible or not. Assume that she didn't become possible. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The divrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebita. The divrei ha-posel bo, posel bebita. This is the machlokas that we alluded to before, right? Rabbi Yochanan says that if you hold she's kosher, her daughter's also kosher, l'kuhuna. Okay? And if you hold that the divrei ha-posel bo, posel bebita. If she's posel, then her daughter's also posel. Omar Rabba, my taima, the Rebbe Lezer, right? Why does Rebbe Lezer say that, no, one second, we didn't introduce this. Rabbi Lezer Omer, the Divrei HaMachshir Bo Posel Bebita. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, even the ones who hold that she's kosher, but the Hechshir doesn't go on to the daughter. Daughter's Posel. Okay. Omer Rabba, my time at Rabbi Lezer. What's the reason, Rabbi Lezer, that she's kosher, but not the daughter? Bishlome Ihi Yisla Chazoka de Kashrus. Bito Lesla Chazoka de Kashrus. The chazaka of the mother doesn't help for the daughter. That's what the mother is going to go into, right? The chora, she has a chesed kasher, so if she's kasher, then the daughter is also kasher. But we look at each case separately. So her case, we're a sofik, whether she's kosher or not. She has a chazaka. We put her on the chazaka. Now you look at the daughter separately. The chazaka of the mother doesn't help for the daughter. And Mela, the daughter has no chazaka. So her case, the daughter's pasul. Each one's a separate case. The first, Mandi Omer says, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. If she's kosher, then the daughter has to be kosher. So we don't look at it as two separate cases. We say, she has a cheses kashrus, the Mela, she's kosher. So the chazaka, her chazaka helps for her daughter too. Even though, when we discuss the daughter, there is no chazaka on the daughter, but the chazaka of the mother helps on the daughter. That's what the Gemara is going to explain as we go on. Okay, Eish Fei Rabbi Elazar of Yochanan. So Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the daughter is also kosher. So yes, the Talmud. But then, we're in the Eidus Isha Begufa. Aval Eidus Isha Bebita Divrei Akol Avlad Shtuki. My Lav Shtuki Apostle. Right? We had the Brisa before that said that's only Legabe herself if she believed, according to Ram Gamliel. But her daughter is, everybody agrees, she's a shtuki. Mashma, shtuki means that she's possible to Kuna. Right? We don't know who the husband is. We don't know who the father is. And since we don't know, Sufik possible, she's possible to Kuna. So you see that what's it called doesn't help for the daughter. The daughter is possible. Mar says, lo, shtuki the kosher. Shtuki, we don't know, it's a Sufik, but she's kosher to Kuna. We don't know who the father is, she's kosher to Kuna. Mar says, mi ika shtuki kosher. Is there such a metzias of somebody who's called a shtuki and they're kosher l'kohuna? And still they're called a shtuki? Shtuki is mashma, that it's a psul in their yichus. Here's mashma, that they're shtuki, we don't know who the father is, and yet they're kosher. In Kiddush Shmuel, there is such a case, where a person is a shtuki, and yet they're kosher l'kohuna. The Omer Shmuel, Asora Kohanim Omdim. You have 10 Kohanim standing or together, Upirish Echad Mayem, and one of them, what's it called, left the group, we don't know who, Ubal, and he had relations with a woman, a kosher woman, Havlad Shtuki. So the Vlad is Shtuki, even though, right, there's no reason to passel her, the child to Kohuna, because we know the father's a Kohen, kosher Kohen, and the woman was kosher the Kohuna. Why is he a Shtuki? My Shtuki, Ilay Mishamashtika no so minichsei avi pshika. If shtuki means we don't know who the father is, so he can't inherit any one of these 10 people because maybe he's not the father, we don't need a brisa to tell me that. Umi adin and avu amanu, ela shemashtikin oso midin kahuna. He can't act as a kohen. The child, if it's a male, can't be a kohen. He can't do avoda, can't eat truma. Why? Dechsiv ahoy solo lezaru achrov bris kuna solam. Mishazaru miuchas achrov yotzezeh shein zaru miuchas achrov. Right? That in order to be a practicing Kohen, you have to know who your father is. Even if you know for sure your father's a Kohen, and you know for sure your mother's kosher l'kohuna, but you don't know who your father is, he's one of those 10 guys, right, then that's a special din in kohuna. It could be it's only the Rabbanan, and this cross in Asmachta, could be it's the Raisa. But it's only Legabe, his being an acting Kohen. But Legabe, if it's a girl, whether she's kosher l'kohuna, she's very kosher l'kohuna. So here's a case of a shtuki, but yichus-wise, he's kosher. He's a kohen. He just can't act as a kohen. Right? But he's a kosher kohen. If he has a daughter, she'll be kosher l'kohuna. He's not an apostle. He's not a cholo. Right? He's not an apostle. So here's a case where shtuki can mean that shtuki, but without the yichus, the kosher. So you do have such a case. So that's what it means over there also. We don't know who the father is. Right, and there are certain cases where you don't know the father is that it makes a nafkamina, but that doesn't mean that the child is pasul l'kohuna. The child's kosher l'kohuna. Rashi. Lo shtuki v'kosher kolomar shtuki hu b'miktsas shim kohen hoya haboel v'ha ober yezocher mishatkin osa midin kohuna kittel kamon. If the child's a male, and we don't know who the father is, he's one of 10 people. Well, you know, he can't be an acting kohen. Av a kosher liyuchsin, but he's a kosher kohen. Legabi yuchsin. She im the kevahi. If it's a girl, tinosei lekuna. She can marry a kohen. Vim zacher who bito val menasuk sherus lekuna. If it's a zacher, his daughter is kosher lekuhuna, and his almana, he didn't passel her. Right? He didn't live with her as a and make her a chalola, because he's passel lekuhuna. No, he's kosher lekuhuna. He's just not kosher to be oved as a kohen. One of them went and made a woman conceive. We don't know who. One of the ten. So the child now is the child of one of these ten Kohanim. So he's for sure kosher, but he's a Kohen. He doesn't know who his father is. So he can't be Ovid. Havlad Shtuki. The Afalpi Shabor Lon should be Kohen kosher. We know for sure, Yichus wise, he is the product of a kosher Kohen and a kosher woman. Still, he can't be Ovid. The High Shtuki Al Korcha kosher Yuchsin. He's not a kosher Yuchsin. Then the Kevah, if it would be a girl, Ru'uya the Kohen, the Korle Shtuki. So why is he a shtuki? Midin kahuna shlo yavod avoda v'lo yochol truma. He can't be ovid avoda and he can't eat truma. But legabi yochsin, he's called a shtuki and he's kosher. Same thing over here. Everybody agrees the Vlad is a shtuki. Shtuki means we don't know who the father is. Right? We don't believe her legabi the identity of the father. But we believe her that he's kosher. And we don't pass on the child. Okay, so there's no raya from the fact that the child's a shtuki. That the daughter is possible, right? Could be she's kosher. She just has a din of a shtuki legabi other halachas. Other halachas. Other halachas. Other.